You're listening to the HR Happy Hour Show with hosts Steve Bowes and Trish McFarlane. Since 2009, the HR Happy Hour Show has been bringing you thought leaders, workplace and technology experts, academics, and more to take on the most important and interesting topics impacting work, human resources, technology, and the workplace. Learn more and listen to all the show archives at www.hrhappyhour.net. Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show. My name is Steve Bowes, coming to you from a snowy, cold Western New York, recording this on a Friday where we're anticipating some kind of a big storm blowing through here. So I guess it's good that I'll be spending the weekend editing podcast episodes because I think I'm going to be snowed in. But it's great to be with you. Trish McFarlane couldn't make it today, so we say hi to her. She'll be back with us really, really soon. A couple of quick announcements before we get into the show today. We're booking shows out to Q1, Q2, 2019. If you have an idea for a topic or a guest, let me know or tweet us at HR Happy Hour or send me an email, steve@h3hr.com. And please, my weekly reminder about our Alexa show, still going strong. I did two Alexa episodes this week, I think. Check us out on the Alexa device if you're so inclined. If you're an Amazon person, you can add the HR Happy Hour show to your Alexa flash briefing. Just search for the HR Happy Hour skill on your Alexa app. Finally, from me, I'm excited about this. You'll be hearing about this much, much more in the course of the year. My main project during the course of the year, the HR Technology Conference. Tickets are now on sale officially. Yes. www.hrtechconference.com. Use my code Steve300 for $300 off your registration and plenty more to come on HR Tech. So I am super excited today for our guest. We are going to be talking about kindness. Yes, that's right. Kindness in the workplace? No, we really are. And this is a great story. And I'm excited to welcome my guest today. Our guest today is Ann Donovan, the U.S. People Experience Leader at PwC. As the U.S. People Experience Leader at PwC, Ann is responsible for strategy and innovation around culture change. She has a strong background in operational effectiveness and in engaging and supporting the firm and its people in leading positive change, including a variety of initiatives related to the work environment, workforce demographics, and business model change. She is a recognized expert in understanding the next generation of workers, speaking on the topic at numerous events, including the Great Place to Work Institute's annual conference. And there's so much here. I'm going to skip some of this and get right to
I'm going to fast forward
a little bit. But Ann also works closely with PwC's global network of firms to share best practices and drive greater consistency and efficiency to support PwC's global human capital strategy. Ann, welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to join you.
I'm great. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you let me kind of muddle through your bio a little bit. That's kind of a trademark on the show. And I don't know if you've heard the show before, but when it's a bad habit as a host. I've only been doing this for 10 years, but I have this bad habit of kind of interrupting myself when I'm reading bios to like just to make comments or ask questions or just editorialize. But I love your title, by the way, the U.S. People Experience Leader. And we are here today to talk about the PwC Share Kindness Initiative. But before we get into that a little bit, maybe we could talk a little bit about that People Experience Leader. I love that title, Anne. What does that sort of entail, especially at a firm so massive and global as PwC?
Isn't that a fun title? And I always like to say I have the best job in the firm. I'm responsible for exactly what that says, how it feels to work here.
Wow, and I love that.
Yeah, I like that the title is so specific because it reminds me on a day-to-day basis to push and nudge and bug people to really think through and affect what we do and how it, and to change things to make mm-hmm. it better to work here. And that means on the ground, Steve.
Right.
So, you know, you can have programs and you can put policies in effect, and you have to. You have to have programs, you have to have policies, you have to have processes, procedures, blah, 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 blah.
But right. Well, you're in HR, you have to have some of that,
yep,
right.
You have to have all of that stuff. But if you don't then turn those things into actions on the ground, then you don't affect change. And yeah. So that's why that title is important. And actually, that title changed for me about a year and a half, 2 years ago. It was my boss's idea, and I loved it because it's the experience our people have every single day that gets them mm-hmm. to stick around. Yeah. And so I love the title. And when he said it, I was like, I'll grab it. I think that's really good.
Yeah. And it's just, I know right? We have a whole subject we want to talk about on the show today, but I just, when I read that, I was like, oh yeah, I want to talk about that a little bit. And it's really cool because, you know, for many years we've been sort of talking about the employee experience. But to have like such a large firm, especially right. Addressing that, you know, right on the nose, right? Just directly saying, we're going to appoint someone like yourself to be responsible for what it feels like to work here. I think that's great. And I hope that's a trend. Like, I hope it continues. I hope we see more kind of companies going in that direction with this idea. Hey, Anne, we want to talk about the reason I reached out to you guys was I was watching TV, you know, just a little CNBC or CNN or whatever it was. And I saw this really cool commercial, right? For lack of a better word, promotion, right? For the PwC Share Kindness Initiative. And I'd love for you to tell us a little bit about that. And also kind of once we get into it, you'll explain what it is. But then I also would love to know, like, how did this even get started at PwC? What was the impetus behind creating this Share Kindness Initiative? Because it's really interesting and I hadn't seen anything really like it. And that's what intrigued me, quite frankly.
Yep. So I'm so excited about it. So the idea is it really came from our well-being program. Okay. And, you know, the part of well-being that really is our emotional well-being, the thought is that when you're kind to people, that it's really it makes you feel good. It not only makes them feel good, but it makes you feel good.
Right.
And that actually there are theories out there that it actually makes other people feel good who are watching you be kind. So there's this whole kindness is contagious yeah. theory.
Yeah.
That, you know, if we could go out and just be kind to people, and Lord knows that the world needs that now, that why don't we do something around this? And so my little team brainstormed to say, is there something we could do where we just got our 55,000 people to just mm-hmm. get out there and just do some nice things? We're not going to measure it. We're not going to, you know, put parameters around. We're just going to go out and just be nice.
Okay.
and get the world feeling better. And that's how this whole thing started. And we were lucky enough to get that commercial on TV. CNBC right. offered us something, and I am thrilled that we were able to launch this, and the fact that you saw it and reached out to us made me even more thrilled.
Yeah, well, I mean, I try to follow things. I'm a consumer of information, especially in this space, right? I'm always looking for good ideas for the show, and I was like, wow, that's really interesting. That's novel in a way, and maybe, Anne, for folks who haven't, you know, we'll put the website and how folks can learn more about it, obviously, in the show notes. But it's pretty simple. It's pwc.com/us/sharekindness. But the mechanics of it are really, really simple. And I wonder if you could kind of maybe just help explain to the listeners like how this works. If I'm, say, an associate, is associate the right word? I'm not sure what you call the folks at PwC.
Yeah, actually, associate is a little too specific. So just a, you know, a colleague or whatever. But
a person?
Yeah, a person. How about that? It's so much easier. A person at PwC, we're asking people to just go out and do something nice. So I'm going to give you my example from yesterday.
Yeah, it'd be great.
I was getting myself a slice of pizza. I'm in New York, so can't miss out on New York pizza.
Yeah, of course.
So I was in just one of those little, you know, literally 99 cent dollar pizza places, and I was buying
those are the best, by the way. Just I'm editorializing again, but those are great.
The best. Yep. Buying my pizza to take back to my room, and probably not paying attention to the other side of my well-being program, but okay, let's put that aside. And the gal that was standing next to me was counting her money, trying to figure out if she could afford like the one up of the 99 right. cent pizza. And I thought, oh gosh, you know, so I paid for my pizza and I gave him like $1.50, and I said, you know, I got hers too. And I walked out. I didn't tell her. I didn't do anything. I walked out, and I just felt so great knowing that she was going to pick her pizza and it was going to be paid for. I was elated walking back to the hotel. It's the silliest little thing. And I went back to the room, powered up my computer because I had a little more work to do. And I went in and I just put my city, my thing that I did, and that was it. It took me 30 seconds. And then on a map that we've got on our site, it put, you know, New York, a kindness was done in New York, and we've got this map that lights up. And boom, it was done.
So it's that simple. You go to the website, you kind of say, here, I'm in New York, I bought you know, a stranger slice of pizza, and go, right? That's simple.
That's it.
I didn't see the map though, Anne. Is that like an internal thing?
Our map, it's going live. It did not go live today. Apologize. It's going live. Then it'll be live on Monday. Apologize.
All right. Well, by the time the show posts, it will be live. So we'll want to include that link too, because I'd love to see that part of it. I'd love to see that link and see that map. That's really, really cool.
Our map, we've already gone global. Kindnesses have been done all over the world. We've hit South America. We've hit Europe. We've hit Asia. Kindnesses have been done all over the world. And it's really cool to see. And I can't tell you how good it makes you feel when you do this thing, and especially when you don't tell someone.
Yeah.
It feels great.
I'm telling you. I know. And that's a great example of kind of what you're after here, and maybe not even what you're after. Maybe I'll ask that more of a form of a question, Anne. I don't want to make an assumption here. It sounds like maybe you're not after anything really specifically, right? That the goals of the program are not even that specific. You're just say, hey, share kindness, whatever that means to you. Is it that kind of, or were there things ultimately you were as an executive at PwC in a big firm, like, are there things you were trying to achieve with the Share Kindness program, or it's really just as simple as you've described it?
That's the best part, Steve. And that's the part that makes me so excited. We're after feeling good.
Okay.
And I'm most excited about that part. And we as a firm, and everyone who's listening who is in HR is going to relate to this. People talked about, should we measure? Should we track?
I know. I feel like we're getting trained into that, right? I was thinking the same thing. I was going to ask you.
Of course, you're like, well, how many? And do you measure? Right. And I was like, no, everybody. How about if it just feels good? Because it's just like, this is what we want our people to feel good. And we're trying to make the world a better place. So it's as simple as that. And I know that sounds too simple, but that is what this is. And we've gotten examples out there of really fun examples that are then continuing the feel good part of this.
Yeah. I'd love, Anne, if you could you share one or two of those? Like what's come up along the way during the course of the program so far that you've noticed that you said, wow, that's really particularly interesting or cool. Is there one or two examples you could share?
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm going to rack my brain right now. So, one person noted that she was driving along and saw a mom and her daughter, presumably her daughter, walking along, and it started to rain.
Okay.
And stopped and said, I don't know if you're comfortable, but I'm happy to give you a ride. And they jumped in the car.
Nice.
Might have been a small town. Everybody was comfortable, but
don't do that in New York City.
That's exactly right.
Don't do that.
Certainly several examples of buying coffee for the person behind you. Filling the parking meter for the person as you leave your spot.
Yeah. You know, the buying the coffee one is good. You know where the best place to do that move is? I've heard, and I should do it myself sometime. I promise I will. I'm going to be a better person after this show. Is you do that move in the drive-thru. Because you say, whatever that guy behind me just ordered, what do you order? You know, and pay for the person behind you.
That's right.
A good move. Yeah.
That's right. Someone wrote in yesterday that they were starting to hand out $20 grocery gift cards for TSA agents as they travel.
Wow.
Because I guess that's a limit that they can accept. And just as a kindness because of the shutdown or whatever. But there's a lot of examples, just creative example.
That's a really timely example as well, right? Exactly. There's a lot of folks just as timing would have it, as we're recording the show, it's that's going on, obviously, you know, in the U.S. for sure. And folks are those folks definitely could use some kindness for sure, because they're going through a lot right now. That's a great, great example, Anne. Let me do a pause here. I'm going to do a quick reset. This is the HR Happy Hour Show. My name is Steve Bowes. I'm talking with Anne Donovan from PwC. We're talking about PwC's Share Kindness program, a really cool, interesting, and kind of novel initiative where the organization is really just trying to make people feel good by sharing kind acts and sharing them with each other. I feel like, Anne, this is the kind of thing that kind of, does it have a snowball effect, right? Because just as you described a couple of these acts, I'm thinking to myself, man, I really should do that too. I should do something nice like that, like today. You find that's happening with folks? Like, people are hearing about these and wanting to kind of get involved?
Yes, and that's actually what we're hoping. We're hoping for a snowball. Yeah. We are finding that once our people start doing it, that not only do they want to keep doing it, but then when they talk about it, other people, it's catchy. Mm-hmm. It's infectious. And we find that our people are involving their kids, which obviously mm-hmm. is a great lesson in the whole parenting space, that kids are wanting to and get involved with this. And so that obviously makes us feel wonderful about lessons you can teach your kids in kindness. So, yes.
Yeah. That's great.
We have great hopes there.
Yeah. So I guess the other thing that's interesting to me, and I know we talked a little bit already about how, hey, we didn't really have specific goals. We're not trying to hit some sort of ROI. We're not trying to, you know, there's no number out there that says we must have 10,000 acts of kindness or we failed. It sounds like there's nothing like that, but I would love to know with yourself and maybe your team, or just anecdotally as you travel around and talk to other PwC folks about this, what are you hearing from the people, like your people? Like, are they excited about this? Is it making them, you know, you know, your job is experience, right? What's it feel like to work at PwC? Is it making them feel better to be a part of PwC? Like, what are you hearing just from your folks?
Our people are making comments like, this makes me proud.
Mm-hmm, sure.
Especially because there's no other goal to it.
Yeah.
Right? There's no hidden agenda to it. There's no reason to do it other than feeling good. So we hear a lot of, you know, proud of PwC, proud to be part of PwC, proud to be doing this. And I think it's because, again, no other reason to do it other than feeling good.
Right.
I get a lot of comments to me as I'm, you know, in New York or whatever. Hey, did my kindness today. You know, let me tell you about the kindness I did. So that's kind of fun too, because people are, you know, sort of, they know I'm responsible for the program. So they're, you know, hey, I did my thing today.
They're reporting
whatever,
back. Yeah.
Like, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I know. I feel like I'm going to need to tell you as well. Like, I'm going to go out today and do something. I'm going to send you a note. Just to let you know.
Like, I'm the kindness police.
Exactly. The commissioner of kindness. Right. Right.
Yeah, oh, I like that one better.
Yeah. There you go. That's great. No, but that's important. Look, I don't want to, I know this is a great, it's fun, it's valuable, it's interesting, it's important, right? Especially, you know, you mentioned the TSA example, right? There's so many other examples of why this is meaningful and makes people feel better. But I'll be cynical a little bit, and right, I'll be a touch.
Give it to me.
I gotta believe PwC, like everybody else, certainly here in the United States, right? You're a talent business. Your business is people, right? The success of the organization is directly related to people, and that's it, right? And so, things that can happen in the workplace to make people feel better about where they're working, who they're working with, who they're working, you know, the organization they're a part of. I mean, that's gotta also feel good. Just in terms of, hey, this makes good business sense too. And I know this is not exactly why you're doing this, but there's got to be an element of, hey, the people are more attached to the organization, and that's good for the organization as well.
Oh, absolutely. You know, our entire well-being program is meant to, you know, make us feel better as whole individuals, right? And and the purpose of that whole program is to make us better people, but to also make us better workers, make us better human beings. I mean, all of that is good for the business, right? And there's no secret, and we make no secret of it, that you're going to be better humans, but you're also going to be more productive, and you're going to be better employees. You know, and any well-being program is based on that. I mean, we don't make a secret of that. You know, nothing is done without it being good for the business, good for the employee. I like being able to do things that feel good, but have a purpose as well.
Yeah. No, and I think this program is doing both. Hey, I should have asked this right at the top, man. Like, if I do my kindness, can I submit it to the program as well?
Absolutely. It's completely public. Completely public.
I should have had that right at the top, right? Because now I can, all right, I'm going to do that. Now I don't have to call you directly. I won't bother you.
There you go. Absolutely. We made the site open, and we hope that people outside of PwC will enter their kindnesses. Absolutely.
All right. So absolutely, we're going to share that information about like where this is, how to get involved, how do you do it, how do you share your kindness. I think it's a really cool thing. It's one of the more, just like I said, when I heard about this, I'd love to talk to them about it. So I was glad we were able to make that connection, and it's kind of it's I don't know. And I mean, I talked to a lot of HR people on the show, and I think it's nice that sometimes we're not like, you know, dissecting ROI and dissecting kind of, you know, analytics. You know, everything's getting really heavy, right, in that direction. Yep. And it's nice to sort of talk, let's take a step back. Let's talk about something that is good for our people. It's good for our organization. It's also good for the community at large, right? Which is maybe an underappreciated element of why organizations exist in the first place.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because, I couldn't have said it better. Yes.
Yeah. No, that's great. And anything else we want to mention about this before we let you go? I know you're busy. You're on the road. You've got to get – it's lunchtime as we speak. You might be needing to get another slice of that great New York City.
Thank you. Yes. I so appreciate your interest in this. And like I said, I think these acts have changed me a bit. And I know that maybe sounds a little schmaltzy, but
no, it's okay.
I'm going through the world a little differently now, and actually seeking out ways that I can help people a little more. And so, I encourage everybody to do the same. It makes me feel better.
Yeah, I get it, and I don't think that's schmaltzy at all. I mean, I'm literally thinking the same thing as once we started to have this conversation about the Share Kindness program. I literally have not stopped really thinking about, at least in the back of my mind, like, well, I need to do something today. Like, I need to do it today. Like I have to do something nice. So that's good. I think that's good. It's having the right impact.
Thank you so very much for being interested and speaking with me.
Awesome. My pleasure. And Donovan, US People Experience Leader at PwC. All the information about the Share Kindness program will be shared in the show notes, and we'll be, you know, tweeting it out, putting it on our websites, et cetera. So this is really cool. And the fact that just any listener here of the HR Happy Hour show can get involved as well, just by showing a little, you know, almost like a act of kindness, whatever it is, you can go to the PwC site, which we'll give in the show notes, and enter it in, and it'd be great. I'd love to have lots and lots of folks listening to the show get involved as well. And I know I'm going to too. So, and Donovan, thank you so much once again for being our guest today on the HR Happy Hour show. All right, that's it. Great show. Awesome. This is a great topic. Get involved in Share Kindness. Please do. All the links will be there. Anything else I need to mention before we go? No, I don't think so. Just if you're getting snowed in, enjoy it. And thanks so much for listening to the HR Happy Hour show. Remember to subscribe anywhere you get your podcasts. Tell a friend, tell your boss, tell a colleague. Share some kindness as well. So for Trish McFarland, for Ann Donovan from PwC, my name is Steve Bowes. Thank you so much for listening to the HR Happy Hour show. We will see you next time. Bye for now. Thanks for listening to the HR Happy Hour show, your source for information and conversation on work, the workplace, technology, and more. Learn more and listen to all the show archives at www.hrhappyhour.net.